You're listening to the Anfield Wrap. My name's Adam Smith, and this is what football means to me.
In this episode, I'm chatting with Amelia Bonner. Amelia will be known to Anfield Wrap listeners as the host of Wild Cards and, more recently, Three Strikes, which I hosted for a short while, but now apparently it's been decided that Amelia's better at it. She is really lovely and really nice to speak to and really bubbly. As she said, though, things could have been a little bit different had her brother chosen to sport another club.
I grew up in Merthyr Tydfil, a football town, if you will. No, it actually is, to be fair. Its football team is the Merthyr Tydfil Martyrs. They have had varying levels of success over the years, but it's not the team that I support, and it's probably the reason that most people from Merthyr Tydfil support Man United or Liverpool FC or a team that isn't Cardiff City or Swansea.
Right. So what is your first memory of football in any way, shape or form?
So my brother, who I've talked about quite a bit on Anfield Wrap things over the years, he's 10 years older than me and is a massive Liverpool fan and always has been. And football was always Luke's thing. So like Luke only ever wore football kits for the entire of my childhood. I don't remember him in anything else. When we lived in Merthyr, there used to be like a big scrap of land around the back of our house where they'd all play football. So my brother got goalposts bought for him as like a Christmas present one year, like proper professional goalposts. So there were just always about 20 lads in that scrap of land behind our house every single day. So that is probably my first memory of it. It's not of Liverpool, other than knowing that that was Luke's thing and that Luke really liked them. But I suppose it's that, just football being there in the back garden all the time.
Right. So did you care about it particularly, or was it just there as a thing?
Like most things that Luke got to do, bless him, I resented it because it meant that he took attention away from me for a fraction of a second.
Sure.
So the only extent to which I engaged with it would be running onto the pitch and picking up the ball and running away, or sitting in the goal until he would scream, "Mom, she's ruining it again!" Because I would just sit there until they hit me with the ball and then cry and make a big scene. So no, it wasn't something I engaged with. It was very much football is your brother's thing. Not that anyone explicitly said, like, you know, you're not allowed to like it, but football was Luke's interest.
Right.
And it was something that he absolutely loved. And it was not for me.
Right. So what's the point at which you can remember it becoming something you found more interesting?
So it's difficult that, because there's moments, like, it's not like there was one turning point and then I was like, right, this is it, I'm in. Like, it's not like I watched one match and then went, this is something that I am into now. Like, Luke always kind of told me stories about his following Liverpool. So being from Merthyr, you'd only get to go to maybe one game a season if you were lucky on a bus trip with a couple of other kids. He managed to go and see both Newcastle 4-3s, which is absolutely mad. So like, he'd tell me stories like that and I'd think, wow, that sounds amazing.